Like, even when the music isn't there, I'm just like, damn it. Okay. Even when it's not there, we're there.
It's a podcast, not a cast pod. Every day she'll make you say, oh my God. She got the scoop. On pop culture news. So grab a drink, it ain't what you
think. It's Sarah and the crew. It's Sarah Bear. Hi, crew. Oh my God, how are you guys? Thank you so much for joining us. We are live on Facebook always, every Monday and Wednesday, 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm your host, Sarah Fraser. AJ is here in studio. We have an awesome show planned for you. Paul Wharton is going to be here soon. And then we have Brooke Brown, who has Bashes by Brooke. She is this awesome mixology business in the D.C. area. She is here because we're having a little bit of a holiday show, Age.
We're a little festive today.
We're slightly festive today. We're just a little bit festive. We have, like, we're fully decorated out.
I mean, I've never seen the studio look so good. I say this every year, every Christmas. I'm like, I wish I could just keep the lights on all year round. Mexicans tend to do it.
Oh, they
do. We just keep the wreath all year long.
Like, you keep the...
We never take it down.
You'll decorate your house with lights and then leave them on. You're those people.
Well,
why do Mexicans do that?
No, we love it.
You're just a festive group?
We're a festive group. Just keep the wreath on. You never have to take it off.
When do you take your Christmas tree down?
Until it's literally breaking by the branches.
So, like, you're talking, like, will you keep it up? Have you ever kept it up till February?
Yeah. What? Yes.
No, you have not.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And even the people that throw their trees out, we pick it up and decorate that one.
No, you don't. You're totally. But have you really kept your Christmas tree up in your house until February?
Sometimes they last that long. So, yeah. We'll keep it up until, I think, once like the leaves start growing again and like spring starts sprouting and it's Easter, we'll take it down.
That is bananas. Like, my mom keeps it up until New Year's Day. Like, the first, it is gone. Like, we have moved on to the next holiday. Let's go. Valentine's, Easter, keep it moving,
guys.
Yeah, there
well,
you
not
go.
Us.
Wow. I know, white people.
Well, your tree is already dead, so. It's never alive.
Bitch. I have like this tiny little tree that I got from Whole Foods. And every time I post about it on social media, she's like, what kind of terrible ass Charlie Brown? I'm like, why do we need a massive tree?
It's embarrassment, honestly.
I know. It looks like kindling. It's like a little stick of wood that you would start a fire with. Anyway, we have so much to get to. We had our own holiday party, a little Hey Frasier. I just love this time of year to celebrate. We've had drinks. We went to Founding Farmers as a group on Friday night. And can I just tell you, like, do you work with your coworkers and you think to yourself, like, you don't really know them until you go to happy hour? Because the shit that comes out of their mouth at happy hour.
So true.
First of all, I had no idea that you went to a sex show, like a live sex show.
I did, in Amsterdam.
Simona, who works with us, is considering being either a phone sex operator or a stripper. Like, I mean, what? It was crazy.
That was the best, I think. Yeah.
Dan was there. I mean, you know, like, we can't even say all the things that were going on in Dan's world. I was like, what? Who is this?
It was a new man, honestly.
It was so bananas. Were you, like, I had the best time.
I had the best time. I wish we could do that all the time. We just don't have, like, the funds to, like, go out all together as a group.
But, like, with you, it's so funny. When did you go to a live sex show? Like, how old? You're so young. When did this happen?
I have so many life experiences. Just kidding. When I was studying abroad, I went to Madrid, and I was there for 4.5 months. And one of the big places we had to go to was Amsterdam.
Yeah.
I think so much happened in those 4 days. Like, I became a woman. I went to a sex show. We went to Anne Frank's house, High, which is the most disrespectful shit ever. Like, when you go to Anne Frank's house, I mean, my friend was literally like in the corner in the attic. Not good. My friend vomited in the first floor of the lobby of the Anne Frank Museum. And we just were the worst representation of Americans at the Anne Frank Museum. They're like, this is the shit that Americans do. They come to Amsterdam. They get the weed. Of course, we go to the weed shop before. And then we go to Anne Frank.
Oh, my God. What a way to experience that house.
Oh, yeah. I did not eat an edible before because I was like, hell no, I'm not going to be high in Anne Frank's house. Like, that's so mean. But everybody else was like, no, let's just at least have a little brownie. And, you know, a little bit of a brownie is like a lot of a brownie in Amsterdam. So
I have got to go back to Amsterdam because when I was in high school with my mom, with my stepfather, with my gunkles, like my gunkles and like my older cousin went, they were off like smoking weed and going to sex shows. But meanwhile, we were 16 and like the big throw was my mom took us to the Heineken factory and we had like one beer.
Ooh,
I know.
Wow.
So lame.
Hard A.
And we went to Anne Frank's house sober. all the way up to the, like, where the bookcase is. It was crazy.
There's small spaces. I don't recommend going high. I recommend just at least having a little substance in you because it's a lot to handle. I mean, it's Anne Frank's house.
Alexis is on the Facebook Live. She says, oh my God, I am dying. Esvelita says, hi, my day is made that I get to see you guys. And Cristo says, hello, Sarah and AHA.
Cristo. Oh,
love you guys. Be sure to share the Facebook Live right now with somebody that maybe has never heard of the Hey Fresh podcast, or share it on your page. We're obsessed with you guys, and we are so grateful that you tuned in. We have a lot of stories to cover. I want Paul to get here because I'm really curious, and this is one of the biggest fights in my relationship, so I really want to know what people think online. Should your significant other be your best friend? There's a new story that says that science now says that they should not. And I am so curious to see, like, because I give Dan, like, a couple years ago, I mean, the first time we broke up was when I was like, am I your best friend? And he was like, no. I think my brother, I was like, what? How can we go on? I mean, like, we need to be best friends. And he's like, no. He's like, I think my brother's my best friend. I'm like, are you kidding?
We are such different creatures than them. I don't know if we can be best friends. I really don't think. I mean, no. I really like this because I always thought when people say, like, I'm so lucky that I get to love my best friend. When I see these posts, I'm like, that's beautiful. But what do you guys really do together? Like, right, do you have the same hobbies?
We will fully get into that story. Huh. Also, I put up on my Instagram. It's at Hey Fraze. You can follow AJ. It's AJ on the mic on Instagram. I wanted to know the biggest lesson that you learned in 2018. Because let me tell you, I have been doing some serious reflecting over the past, like, couple of weeks. Have you?
I feel like you've been doing this every... You do this all the time.
I do.
You're like, major reflecting day. I should be more of a bitch. That's, like, always your, like, go-to new advice for everybody. Like,
you know,
stop
what?
Being nice.
It's 2019. I'm going to be a real bitch.
Oh, yeah. No, I've been reflecting. I mean, I think you should always constantly be trying to improve your wherever you are in life. But I think, you know, the new year, we're just, like we said, we're rolling over our hopes and dreams.
Oh, yeah, please. Yeah. None of the hopes and dreams happened in 2018. So they're just continuing on to 2019.
It's a rollover effect. Okay. Yeah. You know,
but so we'll talk about, I'm curious to see, like, what Paul's biggest lesson too was that he learned. I mean, he might not be here until 25, so it might be like the last part of the show, but he literally just called us and he's like, hey darling, so my GPS says 12:45. I'm coming back from Delaware, darling, sweetie. And I'm not drinking, sweetie.
Darling,
so
sweetie,
if you could have a virgin cocktail. I'm like, I think Brooke brought straight just alcohol.
I'm so excited for the drinks.
We actually ought to call him. We ought to call him and find out where the fuck he is. I don't believe for a second that he's, like, going to be here at 12:45.
Definitely not.
He'll be here at 1:20.
I can't wait to roast him on his Insta story when he said he had 5 Christmas trees in his mom's house. Fully knowing we only saw 1 Christmas tree.
I know, you said that there's only one.
I'm on to you, sweetie.
Sweetie.
Darling.
All right, sweetie. We have to thank some of our sponsors. BioClarity is awesome. If you haven't ordered them, it's a great treat for someone in your life or for you this holiday season. Your face is often your first impression, and it shows off everything it takes in. So you might as well feed it well. Treat it to products that are 100% vegan, cruelty-free, paraben-free, sulfate-free, and artificial fragrance-free. I like that part the best because I really do not like strong fragrances. I have been using BioClarity for the past couple of months. You guys have seen it. It also has a powerful additive called Floralux, which is all the natural chlorophyll products that you find in plants that replenishes them. And now it works for your skin. I've been doing their skin routine. The Clear Skin Routine is amazing. It's for a combination of oily or breakout prone skin. It's 3-step regimen that rescues stress skin, banishing bumps and erasing redness. You can cleanse, treat and restore. Get started on healthier habits with your skincare. Go to bioclarity.com. My listeners who purchase a skincare routine will get a free clarifying mask with their order. That's a $24.95 value for free. Plus, shipping is always free, and it comes with a 100% risk money back guarantee. But you need to enter code FRAGE. All skincare routines have to enter code FRAGE to get that clarifying mask, and then boom, you'll get it. That's bioclarity.com. Enter code FRAGE. Also, Robinhood is an amazing investment app. I just got my report. Unfortunately, the market's been rocky, so I don't know if I haven't really made that much. But
Dow Jones.
Let's just say we're not retiring on my stock options yet. But yeah, Robinhood is an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, and cryptos, all commission-free. They strive to make financial services work for everyone, not just the wealthy. It's totally not intimidating way to get to know the stock market for newcomers to invest for the first time with true confidence. Let me tell you, I'm doing it. Other brokerages charge you up to $10 for every trade, but Robinhood doesn't charge commissions. It's totally commission-fee-less. Trade stocks and keep all of your profits. Learn how to invest as you build your portfolio and discover new stocks and track favorite companies with personalized news feeds. Okay, to get started, Robinhood is giving listeners of the Hey Frage podcast a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help you build your portfolio. Sign up at heyfrage.robinhood.com. That's heyfrage.robinhood.com. We also have to tell you that we are having a Lindsay Lohan's Beach Club, her new show that's coming out on MTV January 8th. We are having that party here at Podcast Village, and we want you to come. It's from 7 to 9 p.m. The show is going to be epic. And actually, recently, in the past couple of days, Lindsay released who is going to be on the, or like basically her beach club members, like her
yeah, the
staff.
Cast. Yeah.
And one of the women is from D.C.
Yes.
Okay, so who's the woman from D.C.? I love this.
Louise, put up the pic. It's the girl in the pink hair.
Okay.
Says she's from Washington, D.C. I mean, I don't know why I didn't get cast. My application was in there. I should have dyed my hair purple or something because I wasn't chosen. But so we can...
I love that she's from D.C. This is going to be amazing.
We got to get her on the show. And I'm feeling these people. Like, all the men are obviously...
No, they all look like the situation from, like,
I love that.
8 years ago.
From 8 years ago, you know, pre,
like. I'm not attracted to any of the men. Are you?
What about the front one? He's hot. I'm kidding.
No.
Guys, he's like sporting the thick hair. The little bit of beard is the 5 o'clock shadow.
No, I'm into ugly dudes. Like,
really?
These guys are just
honestly
too...
and truthfully. You are. I mean, what about the one, the closest, the guy second to the left?
Oh, you're into ugly guys. No, none of them are attractive.
That cross tribal tattoo isn't doing it for you?
No. Okay.
How do you
none of these guys are hot.
Are you not into Greeks? I'm sorry. You're into redheads. I forgot.
I do love a redhead.
You do love a good redhead.
No, I feel like All Day Adam needs to be on this cast. Like,
exactly.
Give me some Adam. Like, give me something hot. Like, these guys...
He really doesn't market himself well enough. I mean...
I know, he doesn't.
He is type A reality guy. Like, reality star. It beams from his face. Why has he not pitched himself a reality show?
He needs to be on this show. First of all, and I feel like the women are way hotter. Love the pink-haired girl from D.C. What's her name, by the way? Do we know her name? I can look that up, too. But anyway, as you find that, she's like...
Gabby Andrews.
Gabby Andrews. Does anybody know Gabby Andrews that's watching the Facebook Live or listens to this podcast? We need to get Gabby on the show. I feel like I've met her.
You think you know...
Like, everybody in D.C., I'm like, don't I know them? I feel like I know them.
I know her.
All right, Gabby, you're hot. She's got that like black China body tattoo going on. All right, Gabby, you look like you get down. I like it.
I'm on the show.
So she serves you drinks at Lindsay Lohan's Beach Club.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see Lindsay as a boss because the promos are all like, I partied forever. I know my mistakes, but now I'm a boss, bitch.
Oh, we were talking about it earlier. We're like, this is the best.
You're like, the first time you get blackout drunk and then like leave all the lights on at this nightclub, like I cannot wait.
Oh, I know. I hope that she, by the end of the season, first season, just gets like obliterated and like is just a terrible boss. That's what I'm hoping from this show.
I couldn't take her seriously as a boss, but I can't wait for the show. January 8th, if you want to RSVP, we only have 40 spots and I believe already 25, I think, are spoken for. It's totally free to get in. It is BYOW, bring your own wine. Although we might have Brooke Brown from Bashes by Brooke. We might have her come back and cocktail it.
She's got to.
But as of now, it is BYOB, it's BYOW. We're just going to have like chips, a cheese board, like light stuff. So bring any of the food that you want, any of the drinks that you want. It's January 8th here at Podcast Village. Hit up eventbrite.com and you can just type in Lindsay Lohan watch party, or you can go to heyfrage.com. It'll be on there later today. I'll put up the event. So be sure to RSVP because space is really limited. So is this more of her staff? Yeah, they're not. Okay. Maybe I'm just like having a bad day because I don't think the guys are attractive.
I don't know how you don't think the guys are attractive.
They're not
blown away.
They look like the situation. It's just, ugh.
You think they have no substance?
No substance. I don't know. Maybe the one will be really... Like, I need Scott Disick. Like, when I'm at a beach club, I need, like, a Scott Disick-type waiter who comes up, who, you know, like, totally flirty, hot mess himself. You know?
I'm only hoping...
These guys just look like beef heads. I don't know.
Yeah.
Meat heads. I don't know.
The main guy, her like manager, the one that manages all of them, he seems like a fabulous gay Greek man.
Okay.
And I think that's going to be my favorite character.
All right, we're all in about that.
I've got a sneak peek just for you.
Jaylen? Oh, here's her preview. We can't wait. January 8th, it starts at 8 p.m.
I live my life in the public eye.
We know.
So intense.
For 28 years in Hollywood, and I've come so far in my life. I know the ups and downs of being in the spotlight.
Yes, you do. She does. This is the preview, by the way. It's running on MTV.
Every second. It's so easy to just keep going.
Oh, we know.
But sometimes you have to stop. So I disappear.
We don't have to play the whole clip, but that's like a little
now,
teaser.
I want to do things differently.
Yeah.
I want to be my
Yeah, because the clip
boss.
Is long. There you go. So it's basically, look, this is the preview that's running on MTV, and it's just lots of shots of her, and it's lots of shots of the beach club, and we can't wait to see you. I think it's going to be so good. My favorite Lindsay Lohan, though, is when Oprah tried to, like, save her life, and, like, she basically told Oprah to fuck herself. Like, it was just, like, it was like, what? Oprah Winfrey, like, wants to help you, and, like, Lindsay wouldn't even show up to that, because I can remember they'd be like, Lindsay, you know, Oprah wants you to call her, and Lindsay'd be like, I can't today.
If Oprah wanted to even me to pick her up, get her dry cleaning, it'd be done.
If Oprah wanted us to just like,
if she wanted me to wipe her ass, I'd do it. Which hand? I don't know. Two ply or one. I'm there.
Jaylen says, all of these dudes look like they'd sleep with your mom and give her an STD. Hashtag no thanks.
Hashtag no thanks.
They all look too metrosexual. I agree. I feel like she should have picked way hotter dudes. Oh my God. I mean, give me somebody like, I don't know. And like, I like somebody that's a little like hard around the edges when I'm at a beach club, like that looks like T.I. You know, T.I. looks like he's had one too many drinks now. Still like hot like, body, but rough face.
A little busted.
Yeah. I need like busted, hot, like Scott Disick looks rough. Like I need those two guys because they look like a lot of fun at a beach club. They look
definitely.
At any time they're ready to leave their job, do cocaine off your abs.
They look like they just like go for had it. Too much fun to work out.
Right.
Like their body shouldn't be
right.
Six pack abs. We want like kind of flabby dad bods. That means you have fun. Right.
I agree. Well, no, when I'm at a beach club, I need a hot body, but I don't know. Those guys just aren't doing it. Like they're too. They just look too like the situation. They got to look like a little bit of a challenge. Those guys look like, way too
easy. Like easily hook up with anybody.
Yeah, they look like, you know what, easily obtainable. I need somebody out of my league. I'm there. I'm ready to have some drinks and show off, you know?
I'm there, but I'm not
like
there.
Like when I go to Vita. I have a girlfriend that has like a membership at Vita in D.C., which is this really hot rooftop bar.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I always go and I get like drunk off the $18 margaritas. And then I just hit on all the hot guys that come in. And it's like so inappropriate.
I mean, what do we have to lose? That's why I tell people.
We need to do a video
2019?
There this summer.
Oh my God. Well,
that would be great. And we should practice all of our pickup lines and do just horrible pickup lines on hot guys. See, I have so many video ideas, but I'm like, are these appropriate anymore for 2018? I don't know.
Yes. I mean, if you hashtag
like
me
really
too.
Really bad judge. Like you have like the worst. Like people email me.
I always encourage. They're like, actually, that was a terrible idea. And who approved this? And you're like, AJ.
Speaking of, we did, you know, Baby It's Cold Outside is that song we talked about. It's been banned at radio stations across the country. And if you want to see who All Day Adam is, we talk about him. We had him on the show last week. He is a DC Instagram model. He also owns Armada Fitness. And I wanted to rewrite the lyrics of Baby It's Cold Outside for a parody. I don't do well. When I do parodies, the internet usually loses their minds. They're like, fuck you.
You don't know what a parody is, right. You bitch.
Yeah. Right. But if you haven't seen it, it's on my Instagram page or YouTube. Just search Hey Frage. And can you play a little clip? Adam was cool enough to start it. If you haven't seen it, I think you'll enjoy it. It's not exactly appropriate, but
everybody's like, this is so off key. Who edited it? We're like,
you're like, I don't know.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
You're not my bae.
Baby, it's cold outside.
You're acting kind of creepy.
I think you're just a little sleepy.
You heard me say no.
Why don't we give it a go?
Call me an Uber.
there's like a Mr. Beat.
That is extra pervy.
But your Mr. body's so curvy.
It had potential, though.
It really did.
It did.
Whoa, why don't we just stay dressed?
I know. I think
but
it really
did. I have
did.
A lot to say.
I hope no one believes.
Don't call me baby.
And maybe.
Anyway, well, it's up. It had a lot of potential.
It really did. I think your lines are good. Yeah, we were so rushed.
Yeah.
We didn't have a full production team. It was like all three of us, one man job.
Well, how do you feel about that song, by the way? I think you were out the day that we talked about this. Now a station in Louisville, Kentucky vows to play it, Baby It's Cold Outside, on repeat nonstop. And if you haven't heard the controversy, you know that song is basically about a guy pursuing this woman that, you know, she wants to go home. He's like, he wants to hook up with her. He's insinuating that maybe he put something in her drink. And now a lot of people feel that it's not appropriate. Like, we've outgrown the song. Yeah. Do you feel like that? Like, what is the younger, like, you know, you're a few years younger than I am. What's the younger person's?
I read more into the song, and it said that it was actually in that times about women empowerment and the woman choosing to say yes or no to sex. It's not about the man trying to control you and like hashtag me too. It's actually the complete opposite of that. And nobody really took the time to look up that song, but that's really what it was. It was like the woman saying like, it's cold outside. I don't want my dad to know that I'm a slut, but I'm going to stay over and bang you anyways. That's really what
it
was.
Isn't that crazy that at the time that it was written, it was like a liberation song?
And now people are thinking it's not.
Did any of your friends, anybody in your life, feel that it's inappropriate?
Not really.
Because Dan feels like it should be pulled. He really does. He
Dan
feels like, I know. Hmm. I never know what to think with him.
I know.
Just when I think he's gone right, he turns left. Like, it's just crazy. Yeah, he thinks it's inappropriate. He thinks that the song is old-fashioned.
It is old-fashioned, but it's one of the classics. I mean, when Mommy's Kissing Santa Claus, why don't we say anything about that?
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, you know what? Mommy has been cheating on Daddy with Santa Claus. What the actual...
And when kids don't think that that is actually... They don't know the truth. I hope your car is... The volume is down. We don't want to ruin Christmas this year. But hello.
Good point, actually. Well, WAKY in Louisville, Kentucky, the radio station as of yesterday started playing the song at 8 a.m. on repeat. The station will play different versions of the song over and over for 2 hours straight, on and off for the next week. We love the song is what they posted on Facebook. Meanwhile, Cleveland, Ohio radio station has completely banned the song and says they'll no longer play it in rotation. So there you go. In Denver, Colorado, they tried to pull the song as well. But after an online poll overwhelmingly said listeners wanted to hear the song, the station added it back again.
Good. It's a classic.
Then I saw people online going, you and Adam's version is more offensive than the original one. Way to go.
Yes.
I don't know. Somehow my humor just offends. I don't know what it is. What is it about me? If you're watching on Facebook, you've known me for a long time. You've listened forever. Why am I so offensive?
Give us the real reason.
Millennials are paying thousands of dollars, and people are trying to figure this out, to a digital beggar who smokes weed and then begs for people on Instagram to send him money, and they do.
I don't understand this.
All while scrolling on his $700 iPhone. Joe Von Hill is a digital beggar. He's unemployed, lives in Brooklyn, and he spends his days asking for strangers to donate on social media, including about a couple of weeks ago when he said, guys, I need $7,000. And people came up with it. He made an urgent plea for $7,000 to his audience on his iPhone and a blunt in the other hand. As he spoke, the donations began flowing in. It's like a miniature Jerry Lewis Labor Day telethon, only... known muscular dystrophy is benefiting. It's a lazy marijuana smoking man.
Oh, yeah. So what is the reasoning behind why people are giving it? What's his sob story?
They can't figure it out.
I never understood the sob story.
I don't think there is one. He says that he's just a struggling actor and struggling person trying to make it.
Same.
And he gets on.
Okay, we need to make a video where we just beg.
Millennials will not even spend money on their own homes. 43% of millennials, according to 2012, plan on even delaying children because they don't have enough money. But yet they are giving donations. I think because millennials are all about the independent. They're not about the man. They're not about working for the man. They're not about supporting anything that has to do with the man. They're about independence. They love indie music. They love experiences off the beaten path. And I think that they love this dude.
I mean, they love that he's smoking and just like you're living your truth. Living your life.
I wouldn't give him a nickel, but I'm curious to see if people have.
Me neither.
He has over 200,000 followers on social media. He's 25 years old from Texas, who discovered that a finely tuned sob story works much better on social media than it does on the sidewalk in New York City. Amazing. I love that. Would you ever give money to this guy?
Never. But I'll do exactly what he's doing and see if anybody gives me money. Gladly.
Okay. I love Travis. Travis is my favorite. Travis is live on our Facebook page, and he might be one of our favorite listeners of all time. He says, Sarah, you're not offensive at all. They're all just pansies. If they don't like it, they know where the unfollow button is.
That's true.
Thank you.
You don't want to see it, unfollow. It's so true.
Oh my God, I love it. I love it. Then people are saying, Sarah, in the video, you look like you're flirting too much with him, with Adam.
Yeah, we thought about that too. I mean, the hands were a little there, but okay, Adam took his shirt off.
That's all day Adam.
Oh, yeah, okay. You didn't cop a few feels, Sarah? I mean, I was the one filming, guys. I was like the...
Way to throw me under the bus. It was kind of awkward when I showed Dan. I think Dan was like, I said, what did you think, babe? He goes, well, I thought the video would be like a little bit more him thinking that he was creepy and a little less...
less of you accepting the creepiness, maybe? Yeah, interesting.
All right, maybe our acting needs some work, you know?
Yeah, just like a tad.
Do you know, do you think there's an actual physical reason why we're all obsessed with true crime shows and cooking shows?
I can't figure it out, but I spend so much time watching them and listening.
Like, do you, but you're not really into true
crime,
are you?
Cooking.
You're into cooking shows. What's your favorite, like, baking show?
Yeah, like the seasonal bake-offs. And I love, like, Ina Garten, and I love the other one.
Oh, yeah, Barefoot Contessa is awesome.
Oh, they just make me feel so relaxed. Like, I feel at home and safe.
Well, according to experts, it is all about the dopamine. Although higher levels of brain chemical are typically associated with pleasure-related events, like an orgasm and the consumption of delicious foods, if you look very closely, they say dopamine levels actually spark right before that thing that makes you feel good happens because of the anticipation. So a New York-based clinical psychologist says that it's the anticipation of, like, a true crime show of, like, what's going to happen on the crime, or like what's going to happen with the bake-off, like the final
reveal. Like, we're waiting for it. Yeah, it's the big payoff.
The final reveal. Oh my God, look who just walked in. Well, oh really? Well, where have you been?
We have to sit you here. What? If that's okay.
Well, wait, you can sit here. You can sit here until Brooke comes in.
Until Brooke, now I ain't moving.
How was your
Paul
trip?
Paul Ward, everybody. Paul Ward in studio.
You have a camera?
Yeah.
Where is it?
We're going to get it on you. No, just sit here then. Sit here. Sit here where Brooke is.
This is a problem.
Brooke can adjust. Get over here.
Funny.
Your glasses are so hysterical. Like, they don't even look real.
They're real.
They are. But when you when you take pictures of you on your Instagram, they look like a fake filter. It's so funny. They do. Get right on that microphone. Paul Ward, everybody.
Hey, guys. What's happening, kids?
Host Listen. Of politics, author of Pulling It All Together, Emmy freaking nominated.
You must want something. You can't pay the fee? What happened?
Wow, you're giving me so many compliments.
Things are looking a little tight. It's the end of the year.
I was thinking, can I delay the payments till 2019? What do you think? What are your thoughts?
Can I share something with
you? Yes.
So last night, okay, so you all know from my Instagram, we were putting up Christmas tree number 5 at my mom's house. I was out in Delaware, almost 2 hours away. She looks at me at 11 o'clock last night and she's like, ooh, you know you can't leave, right? This is like too much. We're not done. We got Reese to do. We got to move furniture.
Oh my God.
Luther Vandross was playing. It was too many things. So I write you this text. Hey, girl, can you figure out how to still have me on from Skype tomorrow? Girl, I had every intention on coming back, but my mom's house is not done. We have Santas and life-size angels and 12-foot trees and light and fireplace mantles. This is Christmas times 1,000, and I can't leave her tomorrow morning. This shit is not done. Try to understand. Let me know if you want me to come on virtually. So my mom last night is like, did Sarah text you back? I said, oh no, Sarah goes to sleep at 9 o'clock. So this morning I wake up at like 6:30 and I'm like, she didn't text me back. I forgot to send the
Never sent the damn thing. So you better get your ass
I
in the
wrote
car.
It. So I said, you know what? So then I said to my mom, you know what? I don't feel good right about canceling. She says, oh, that's true. I said, yeah, I don't feel right. And also, I didn't send the motherfucker text.
But you didn't let mama, you didn't let her know that.
Right? I did. I told her.
Oh,
so
good.
Ta-da!
Yay!
I'm here.
Oh my God. Well, everybody has been dying. It's been since the live show. We want to know so many things from you. There's like a story that we need you to weigh in on about if your significant other should be your best friend. We want your biggest lesson that you learned in 2018.
Ooh.
And we need a recap of like how you felt about the live podcast show. You did your own first live podcast. How did it go?
It went wonderful. For those of you that follow politics, you know that I did a live show at the Capital One Cafe down on 7th Street in Chinatown. And you know, it was just really wonderful. It was so crazy because, you know, they were closing the cafe and it's kind of a big cafe.
It was way bigger than I thought.
Right. So I thought, I need to pack this cafe. So about maybe 5 or 6 days before the event, the rep from Capital One says, okay, so we really need to like limit it to 25 people. And I'm like, ooh. What?
Why did they do that?
Well, because really, it's still like, even though it's a cafe, it's a bank. And so I guess they're...
It's like kind of a cafe and kind
it's
of a bank.
Kind of a bank for people like me, cool people that don't really want you to know that they're banking, but they want to be cool and drink coffee.
Mm-hmm.
But really, they want to know that they still got a couple of bucks. So anyway, I guess there's some kind of liability. There's that. And really, they just wanted to focus on other creative entrepreneurs and really kind of an intimate kind of setting and so on and so forth. So I had to tell quite a few people that they couldn't come. So then I had the fear, as we all know, and y'all at home too, y'all know from having parties, it's like when you try to hit a number.
Yeah.
But what if, okay, you want 25, so you RSVP 35, but only 10 show up.
Paul tried to uninvite me. Let me just say that. Let me just say that. I was one of the people
Sweetie,
he pulled.
We don't have cupcakes for you, honey. I don't know what else to say. I mean, if you want the truth, I just don't have a cupcake for
you. Paul, what has been going on? Like, I mean, I always love following your life. That was like such a busy first live show.
But then,
what's been going on end of 2018? Like, are you just tearing shit up? Are you keeping the lights on in this mother? Like,
I'm keeping the lights on. Well, I just moved my office. I expanded.
Yes, we saw.
To a hotel room.
Yes.
To a hotel room. No, this is my office.
No, bitch, I know. I'm saying it looks like a hotel room.
This looks amazing.
Isn't this shit glamorous? Well, let me just walk you through this. Okay, first of all, there's pulling it all together in the back.
Paul,
there's
pictures of yourself everywhere.
There's gold frames with my products on them. That's a candle holder with all the crystals. That's my L's Luxury kit there with all my beautiful, the crystal Swarovski crystal carafe for my water.
You really love yourself.
Is there anything that's not you?
And there's tin paper. Hey, if you think if you walked into Whitney Houston's house, she'd have a picture of another bitch on her wall, fuck no. I gotta remember what I'm selling.
What's the deal? Is that a Paul Wharton orchid or what's that?
Are you selling orchids
Available at Ace Hardware in 2019. No, but you know, I decided that it was time for me to have a grown-up's office.
Right, because the other one wasn't good enough.
Right, I know. It was pretty good.
It was a pretty
good. Also, posters of me everywhere. But now, I don't share the office with the other people, so I have my own, and then the staff, the team. Staff, I don't know their names, honey. They come, they go. No, I'm just kidding.
You have been cleaning up your staff.
We heard you had a little moment
with
some of your staff.
Wow.
Okay, we need a cocktail for this. Yeah. Let's get Brooke in here. Brooke,
thank God.
Bashes by Brooke is an amazing company.
Can we both sit here together?
We have a two shot on.
Oh, we have a two shot
right here on here.
Okay.
And she's set up
right here. You want me to go right there,
if possible?
Okay, are you sure?
You have a shot on you.
You sure I have a shot? If I don't, it's your ass.
You have.
Hi, Brooke.
Hi.
We all get along. Don't let it scare you. Come on.
Okay, Brooke, you sit down here. You're going to make us a cocktail while we talk about Paul's what lessons he learned from 2018, because we got a lot of good ones. But get really on this mic.
Yes.
Tell us the two drinks that we're going to sample today.
Okay, so we have the airmail, which is a champagne cocktail.
Okay.
And then we have a smoked Christmas margarita.
Yes, a smoked Christmas. Paul is not drinking.
You know you are, Paul.
I'm not drinking.
Oh, come on. You're going to see her make these drinks.
I'm not drinking.
What happened? Why are you not drinking?
That's one of my lessons from 2018.
Which is what?
Well, the lesson is that when you say, you know, it's almost like NeNe Leakes when she said the famous, I said what I said. But yet you're around a lot of people that are like her. Like, after my Capital One thing, I said, you know, I'm not drinking. And she went, this girl, I swear,
AJ?
If there's ever a time to give in to peer pressure, I mean, I had to hold a glass of champagne. Luckily, a guy sneezed in it. Thank God.
Oh.
I told a joke and he laughed so hard, he spit into my drink.
Spit right into it.
I said,
this is a sign from above. I told you I should not be drinking. But, you know, really, I want to go into my new year with clarity.
Okay.
I've done it. I've drank for 20 years, and it has served me well in some areas. I've had a lot of fun, some good nights, and I've had some bad mornings.
Right.
And so I just decided that with all my recent growth, and I'm trying to expand, and I want to, you know, have more products in my lifestyle line, it's not an easy thing to say, but for right now, I'm not drinking. One of my biggest lessons of 2018, I'm not drinking.
Wow.
I mean, listen, my mother has every champagne, every wine, every cocktail, a full bar, a room that's a bar at her house.
Yes.
And I was just there for, and to get her to understand that I'm not drinking was like, she was like, oh, okay, I respect that, but why? I mean, you know?
Yeah, I respect that, but what can I make you?
It's a big part. It's a big pastime for us.
Isn't it hard, though? It's really hard when you break that pastime. I totally get that. That's like, I give you a lot of credit because that's tough to do. Because people, there's an expectation with you and I have that. I just go home at 4 o'clock. Like, you're still out in the streets, like, working it. But there's an expectation with us that you don't disappoint, that you bring it. You have a personality that's bigger than life. You're fun. You're the center of attention. And people equate that with drinking. And especially, like, if... You know, you both were social and like going out. I'm grateful in the sense, like, for years with the morning radio show, I had to be up at 3:30. So like you always had to leave at like 6. But it's tough because people expect that from you.
Yeah. And it's really tough when you don't have somebody kicking you up in the ass, telling you what to do, because I can be as lax and slow and non-responsive as I want. Now, things will suffer. Business will suffer. Money will suffer. But I can still do it. Nobody's who's going to fire me. Who's going to check me, boo? You know what I mean? That's the problem.
Well, we
need somebody to
check.
But I will share my biggest lesson of 2018, and I haven't thought about this until.
Yes, because this is going to be really good. Oh. Brooke,
I'm gonna go.
Bashes by Brooke. Yes. You're making these two fabulous cocktails for us.
Absolutely.
We're going to have the recipe on my Instagram page, Hey Frasier, later on. But tell us this. You consult with restaurants around the DMV for their cocktail list, but you also give mixology classes. You'll come and, like, you know, help people at their parties. Give us where we can find you.
Absolutely. So I'm a professional drinker. Oh. Very proud of that. Sorry, Paul. I will not give that up this year. But anyways, so I teach around Southern Maryland area. I live down on St. Mary's County. It's the middle of nowhere.
I love it down there. Yeah. It's another world, really. When I want to get out and experience another part of the country, I think I'm going to drive down to St. Mary's County.
Probably why business is going well. People just drink down there. However,
wait, can I ask you something?
Yes.
This always perplexes me because, you know, I live in the city, but sometimes I go to the sticks. And then you'll have a bar in the middle of nowhere. Like, I went to the seafood restaurant to pick up seafood for my mom on the way. And these guys were getting it in at the bar. Oh, they were taking them down. Shots and a beer and a beer and a shot and a whiskey. And then they're like, all right, see you later.
They get in their car.
They go and get in their trucks.
Yep.
So it's just like the dirty little secret no one talks about. So people in St. Mary's, they're not calling Uber.
Well, actually, we are. We have Uber now.
Really? So in St. Mary's?
Really?
Those parking lots are filled, and you can't even tell. Look at her.
Yeah, I mean, definitely people. I don't encourage it. Ever,
right.
But people do.
It's so funny. I do think about that. I think, God, in a city, like, people are no longer drinking and driving, really. But then the minute you get out, yeah, you're right. Rural Maine, everybody is drinking and driving from the
absolutely.
Bar. Yeah, you're like, oh, okay, well.
All right, so sorry to piss on your segment. But
anyway.
Oh, you're not. Continue. Oh, you're not.
All right,
you get. Okay, so what drink are you going to make us first to try?
Okay, so I'm going to start with the airmail. It's a classic, really good.
What's
we're going to do champagne. I make a homemade honey simple syrup. We do coconut rum and fresh muddled lime.
Oh, my God. Paul, close your ears.
Well, can I have that with sparkling water, but all the other stuff?
Sure. I mean,
okay,
I can't promise you it's going to be as good. But
oh, that's fine.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you don't care what the taste is. Yeah, absolutely.
Fair.
Yeah, I want to be a part of the fun.
Louise, can you jump and grab Paul some sparkling water, like some club soda from the...
Or one of those good sparkling waters.
Yeah.
I can do it, actually. Is he busy?
He's just
he
like
might
running
be.
Camera
Do you need
stuff?
To stay? Yeah, okay.
He's just running camera. Okay,
he's just like a big thing. Okay.
I'll do it for you this time. While Brooke is making that, we do have to thank one of our sponsors, Dr. Mary from Total Dental Care in Germantown, Maryland. Make your appointment. She's a dentist that takes kids all the way up to adults and beyond. They also specialize in sedation dentistry. She is amazing. She and her partners got together because they were tired of not putting the patient first. They're offering a $99 total cleaning right now. Of course, they accept all insurance. Go see her in Germantown, Maryland. If you're scared of the dentist, no worries. They do sedation dentistry. TotalDentalCareMD.com is their website. Tell her that the Hey Frasier podcast sent you. She's awesome. We're so grateful for Dr. Mary. All right, Paul, I'm dying to hear, and then I want to ask you about this story about, because you have a lot of friends that are married.
I do.
I so love you. How did we not get to go out? I'm leaving for vacation soon. I'm so bummed. I really wanted to go out a night on the town, go party with you.
Yes. Like,
we're sober partying.
We need to dance somewhere.
Oh my God.
You know, where can you dance? I want, you know, when I lived in New York.
18th Street Lounge.
Yes, you can dance at 18th Street Lounge. So many memories of that.
I know.
Do you know what I mean? It's going to be tough. I need a new place.
Where nobody knows
where nobody knows my
dirty history.
Exactly. hey, didn't you hook up with that guy in the back? No, that wasn't me.
Okay.
I wear glasses now.
You look so hot. I want to know what's going on with your staff. You've like cleaned house. I'm so excited.
You all are starting some shit. Y'all know. Who told you this, her?
Who?
You.
Me?
What?
Who, me?
No, I have sources. Who? I have sources.
Well, this is the thing. This is the thing. You know, as a creative. Oh, wow. Okay. Is the cocktail almost ready?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Brooke is pouring as we speak. She's got these fabulous big cocktail glasses. People are loving this online, by the way.
Brooke, I think it's fantastic.
Ronnie says, Brooke. Oh, wow.
Oh, Brooke.
Ronnie's all about it.
Okay, Ronnie.
Ashley says, I'm so glad Paul is here. Someone has to keep the lights on in this mother.
You know what I'm talking about. Where's my camera so I can holler at her?
So the biggest lesson you learned is not drinking in 2018.
No, it's not that. The biggest lesson I learned is that people that are close with you are used to seeing you where you were at the prime of that relationship. If you've been friends with someone for 10 years and most of that 10 years you were depressed, you were single, you were drunk and loud and fun and or hungover.
Okay.
That's where they're used to seeing you. If people, you know, and same thing goes for the flip. If people are used to seeing you in your heyday and then you fall, you know, they're like, well, damn, you were doing so well. What's wrong with you?
Oh.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. People aren't always willing to ride with you through the highs and the lows.
The change.
Yeah.
The change is the problem for people. So what I realize is although I'll miss a lot of people that I've come to this place with and all of the chance that has brought us here together in this moment, moving into 2019, I need to be okay with being open to new friends and relationships, which I very much am, and not feeling that I can't speak up and say to people, you know, although I've had a wonderful experience with you, we won't be moving necessarily forward in the same way that we were before.
Right.
And that's okay.
Wow.
It's okay for you to preserve yourself.
Oh my God.
For you to want to better yourself.
I love that. That's really, really good.
You can't always move forward with the same crew you've been moving forward with to this point.
I think there's so many lessons from 2018. And I feel like you know, sometimes like you shared with these with me. But you know what the biggest one is? And you understand this because you're a businessman. One of the biggest lessons for me is you can't, like, if the client isn't a right fit, even though they have all the money, it doesn't make sense. Like, and that goes for not just clients, but also like where you're putting your content, right?
Absolutely.
Like, if you can't be yourself, and it's so hard because you get torn as an entrepreneur, we go back and forth. Like, 1 month, you're like, everything is amazing.
Right.
You're bawling, you're making so much money. The next month, we're out in the streets, like, you know, where are the motherfucking lights?
Right.
Like, yeah.
Broke,
the
no
light
lights.
Man calleth.
The light man calleth.
Ah, shit. I know when I get home, I'm going to have a pink envelope. God damn it.
Yes. But, you know, as sometimes as stressful as that is, you can't chase business that's not right for you. And that's been the biggest lesson. Like, I've had to learn that. So many clients that we've, you know, had or done things, you know, it's just, if it's not the right fit, you end up spending all your time trying to make it. And then you're like trying to make it the right fit when it's not.
If we just work on, I think what we've come to, you and I collectively, is you work on creating content and having conversations and driving narratives that you believe in.
Yes.
And that you believe will move other people's goals forward in terms of when we partner with businesses. And when we come from that place, you can't really lose, you know, because enough people trust us to give them our opinions about things and what we believe in. That we can move businesses forward. But if the other person doesn't see it, if the client doesn't see it, or, you know, the co-host doesn't see it, or the whomever doesn't see it, then it's just, you know, you won't be moving forward together. And I think that the turn of the new year is a great time for us all to get into self-reflection and figuring out where we are and how we want to move into the new year.
I love that. Brooke, these are amazing. Brooke, by the way, just gave us this drink. Big cheers to you, Paul, and to AJ. AJ, I want to know what your biggest lesson of 2018 has been.
Cheers, cheers, cheers.
Cheers, cheers.
Oh, I love it. It's my virgin. Oh, cheers, AJ.
Let me get over here.
Right.
Chick is amazing. It tastes just like Christmas. And Brooke has, if you're not on our Facebook Live, it's this big cocktail glass, and it has these gorgeous cranberries like floating on the top, and it tastes very like Christmas, like that champagne-y dry taste with a little spritz of, it's almost like I'm drinking my tree.
It's almost like a key lime pie kind of, right?
Yes,
key lime
pie.
So, Paul, if you need me to make you mocktails, or, you know, just call me. I can do that.
Did you put everything in there that you put in mine except for the alcohol?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yep.
Right. But for like the main ingredient, like the champagne.
Now we're here for the holiday party, that sort of thing. I did, even if you're not drinking, I did bring everyone a mini champagne to take home.
Oh, I'll take it. I'll
give it to
my mom.
I know. I want to see this bar she has. So let me know.
There's rooms of bar. Trust me.
I need to go.
She is fabulous. I need to go. Lounge. Yeah, it's full on.
Okay, we want to try the cocktail number two.
Oh, absolutely.
Are you working on that?
So this one is, this one's a lot of fun. Around Christmas time, if you are on Facebook Live, if not, shame on you.
Screw you.
We have Christmas ornaments over here that you can get from Michael's. And I pre-make cocktails and I pour them in a Christmas ornament so you can have it out on the table.
Wow.
Your guests arrive, they can grab, pour it
Love
on
it.
Ice, call it a day. Now, what I'm known for is I want a competition for smoking cocktails.
Ooh.
And so what I'm going to do today is take a cedar plank, light it on fire, place a rocks glass on top. So usually while you're making the drink, it's going to sit there and smoke. And then now that I have these pre-made drinks, I'm going to pour it in over a large rocks glass. Rocks glass? I've already been drinking. Ice cube, single cube. I'm not that much of a lightweight. And then we're going to top it with Grand Marnier.
Oh my God,
and
fabulous.
It's Christmas margarita. And it has a lot.
I can't wait to taste this. Okay,
Sarah's going to walk out of here drunk. You
I
guys
can't
know
wait.
She's
that was my goal.
And okay, like Podcast Village is going to kill us if you burn the countertop.
I won't.
Okay,
I won't. So nothing can go through this. Don't worry.
Okay, good. Thank God.
Disclaimer. It's fine.
I know
I've done
they're
it
watching right now and they're like cursing everything that's happening. So I just wanted to make sure.
I promise you, nothing will catch on fire.
Our last show here.
Yeah, be our first in line.
I'll fund your next place.
2019, we're looking for a new podcast studio. Okay, perfect. You work on that. AJ.
Fabulous.
I need to hear, what was your biggest lesson? I'm taking in everyone's lessons because I feel, you know, like I'm trying to give myself credit. So many great things happened in 2018.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then I'm like, ugh.
But also, shit
why
hit the
did
fan.
I fuck up all this shit? Yeah.
Did it? I don't remember a lot of your stuff hitting the fan. You seem like you had a great year.
Well, that's
no,
good.
I did.
That's a
I
facade.
Did.
Oh, okay. Look,
no, I
that's
did.
What we want you to believe.
It just never happens on your time. It happens on God's time. But
absolutely. Now that I believe.
But I'm just like, all right, Lord, I don't really want to be 50 when all this shit comes together. So,
right.
Like, but, you know, you can't.
I think there's been tremendous growth for you personally and for this podcast in 2018.
Absolutely. Right. We brought in video. We've stepped up our live show game. I'm so grateful. I had the opportunity to do that appearance on Crashing, which is coming out in January.
Do you know the date that episode airs?
I don't. I think it's not until February or March.
We have to have a huge party for that.
Well, this could be a 1 minute scene.
It's It's fine. It's fine.
We're there for the whole episode.
We're there for it.
Okay.
It's going to be HBO sponsor. I'm going to get all kind of people to sponsor it.
I learned so much from going viral from all the wrong reasons. I mean, you know, all kinds of stuff. I mean, it's really good.
I can't wait.
All right, Age, tell us.
Okay. I'm thankful for all the things that did happen, which were amazing. I really feel like a part of the show. You've given me so much airtime and so much experience. I mean, I come into the show every day and I'm no longer like looking for stuff to, it naturally comes out. I'm not afraid of the mic anymore. So
that's
I'm thankful for the stuff that did happen because I always am harping on myself. This didn't work out. But so many things did work out. So highlighting that, you guys know I love comedy and I want to pursue comedy. And I've always been scared because I'm not confident enough that people are going to think I'm funny. Like I'm thinking, you know, everyone's like, why don't you just move to New York and just do the comedy scene? I'm like, well, shit, that's scary.
Yeah.
What the fuck? I mean,
but
not
I got on
simple.
You about the live show, didn't I? Didn't I get in that ass?
You did, but also my ass didn't even say anything.
No, I got on you after the other night after the show because I said, you know what? You lost your nerve and you're that good. You know, I love Rob and there's always a place for Rob in the live shows, but that was your spot.
Exactly. So
you know?
I'm gonna hone that. I'm going to be thankful for what did happen and looking forward and just really start believing in myself because I'm not, you know, nothing. And so we really just need to look at our skills and go for it, and that's what I'm going to do. So 2019, hoping to move to New York City. My brother's getting married.
what?
I know. Like,
what is this, a goodbye show?
I'm like, please don't move to New York.
I'm supposed to be the only one talking about I'm leaving. Well, I'm glad you're all here and there's cupcakes because you'll never see me.
Because today is actually my last show. Believing in myself. And I have so many new ventures that I'm going into, like cheese boards and radio. And
oh my God,
they'll make it happen.
I hope you have to stay here one more year. God, please don't let any of her dreams come true in New York. One more year.
The biggest lesson is go after what you want. I know it's so cliche, but if you don't do it now, when?
Yes, I agree. I so agree.
That's why I love you, because you had told me that you had a little bit dabbled in radio, and well, girl, it don't pay that well in the beginning. So,
and now you've made it pay. Always pay well in the end.
I'm like a firm believer in, like, if you want it, you got to hustle hard. And I mean, I work like 3 or 4 jobs, but I know something's going to pan out.
Exactly.
Yes. And I'm going to kick ass. Exactly. And girl power, damn it.
That's really the main lesson, is just keep on believing in yourself. Really.
Oh, it's so true.
By the way, this next one is super, super boozy. So if you need more ice, let me know.
Oh, it's so good. This is the margarita?
Oh, yeah, girl.
Wow.
Oh my God, we're talking.
It looks like a Turks and Caicos blue.
I feel like we're at Lindsay Lohan's beach.
Is this her signature cocktail? I'm coming.
Honestly, this should be the Mykonos of the cocktail of Mykonos.
Oh, my God. This is delicious. Totally tastes very margarita-like, but it has a color that I haven't usually seen. It's like, it's a very cool blue, like a, you know.
It's almost like a teal kind of, right?
Yeah, a teal. Yeah. It's really awesome. So what's in this?
Okay, so sorry now. There's tequila. There is Cointreau, blue curacao.
Wow.
We've got just a dash of simple syrup. You don't need much. We have sweet and sour mix. We've got fresh squeezed lime. Mm. And then we top it off with Grand Marnier.
Amazing. It's Fashions by Brooke.
You need more booze.
We're drinking it. Paul, I want to ask you one more question. We're going to do 4 things that are popping, and then we have a lot of pineapple mail to get to. How do you feel about this? So a new story says that your significant other should not be your best friend in a relationship. And
I agree.
Of the killers of relationships is that people believe their partners, their husbands, their wives, should be their best friends. And they conflict the two, and it causes some major issues in relationships. And here's what they say. In most cases, our friends do not live with us, are not financially, legally, and relationship-wise entwined with us. Our friends are attached to us because they want to, when they want to. Marriage and family therapist Carrie Kuak tells Fatherly.com that it's that image that your significant other should also be a friend is totally wrong. And she says this is what happens in marriages. So something in your life happens, right? Your podcast or whatever, and you go to your significant other and you expect your significant other to treat you like a friend, like to talk you up, to like, you know, help give you a pep talk, to be like, hey, you know, it's going to be okay. You should do this. When they say no, your significant other is worried about if you have children, how you guys are going to pay the mortgage. You can't expect them to act like a friend and be positive all the time.
I agree with that 1,000%.
Isn't that bananas? I'm like, when I read that, I was like, shit, I totally expect that of Dan. I expect Dan, like I said to him yesterday, because he thinks I'm a complete narcissist. Mm-hmm. I was like, my dream would be that.
Do you
every,
think you are?
Yes, 100%. Because I told him my dream would be every day we just spend like an hour, like him giving me a pep talk about my life. Like that would be my dream.
What about him? What about his life?
He's fine.
It's all about me.
Well, I agree that the partner should not necessarily be the best friend, because I think that most people we know, most relationships, even if they've only been together for a couple of years, you know, you'll ask your friends, so, I mean, how's the sex life? We get in about once a week. Once a week?
That's a lot.
You know, well, okay, see, that's the problem. You're only 25,
43. You need to be having so much sex. I have sex more than once a week.
You're 24 years old.
We don't live together. Settle. I got 5 jobs. Settle.
She goes, when I stop working,
I'll have sex. Actually, but it's not a lot. But the problem is when you try to make your partner your best friend, your mom, your dad, all of these people that you would talk about your bowel movements, really. I mean, you know, your best friend, you can tell anything to, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Well, you know, sometimes you go too far, you can't go back. So
it is true.
The romance and the way that we see each other in the beginning when everything is so hot, now, I can't wait to see them. You leave the bathroom door open too many times, that shit goes away.
Yeah, it's true.
So sometimes when you share your neuroses, your psychoses, your fears and your anxiety and your, you know, things that aren't so cute, everything. I'm not saying that you shouldn't share any of that with your partner. Certainly you should. But there are some things that are reserved for the best friend, for the great, the really good aunt that you're close to, for your mom.
Yes.
That will love you unconditionally.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So
right.
Your partner
no matter what.
May not love you unconditionally. You think that they will, but 80% of people get a divorce. They don't love you unconditionally.
Relationships are so hard.
So there is a certain point, there's a certain line that maybe you should not cross. And I think that it's a good idea to have relationships with friends, and maybe if you're lucky enough, have a best friend outside of your relationship.
This is my favorite part. They say that that's the different from friendship, and mistaking one for the other can cause conflicts in a marriage. Partners who expect their husbands or wives to be their best friends may develop impractical expectations for how they should support them and their decisions. If a woman or a man comes to you and they want to quit their job to pursue a passion, let's say of carpentry, a friend could easily be their cheerleader. But their wife or husband, they're going to have questions. And they say that you shouldn't look at that negatively. That's amazing. Oh, my God.
That's true.
I do everything fucking wrong from all these psychology things. Everything these stories tell me, I do the complete opposite.
Mm.
Well, that's why it's good to know. Now you can kind of think about that. It's good to be aware of these things.
Oh, my God. Thank God Dan works 24 hours a day. He doesn't have time to meet anybody else. So we're going to work out. Yeah.
Well, you know, none of us are relationship experts, because if you really look at it, the only relationship that's working out is maybe the one you're in, but all the other ones have failed. If you're single, they've all failed. Or maybe I shouldn't think of it as a failing. They just haven't gone all the way. Are they really meant to go all the way? That's a whole nother topic.
For 2019, are you looking?
I want to marry so many people. You're right. Yeah.
Are they meant to go?
I really do.
Are they meant to go? If we're living another good, strong 50 years,
yes.
Do we want to spend all those 50 with one person? No. I don't know. I'm kind of thinking.
No, I want to have so much dick.
You know what?
Yeah.
My parents are going on 40 years this year.
What?
40 years.
How did they do it?
Do they sleep in the same room still?
Yes.
What?
Oh my gosh, they're like kids now. So we all moved out. They're empty nesters. I'm the baby, so I'm the favorite, obviously. Just saying. And they like go to happy hours together. They go to wineries. They do all this fun stuff. They want to go to Italy. I mean, they have so much fun.
Do they have hobbies outside of each other? Like best friends, they do stuff separately?
Yeah. Yes.
Because I've heard that's a good thing.
I get all my drinking from my father. So I just want to throw that out. Dad, I know you're watching. Thank you.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful.
But no, they have so much fun. I mean, I'm sure they've had their downs. Obviously, no one's perfect. But they're super happy. And they're so much fun. I love hanging out with my parents.
All right, this gets me to four things that are popping, which is all the celebrity news, because I'm curious to see how you all feel about this. So four things that are popping, as I mentioned, everything that's happening in the celebrity world. Number one is Offset over the weekend, who used to be with Cardi B. They were married. They have a baby together. Shows up on stage to try to say to her, I'm sorry for cheating on you. Do you guys feel like that was like... And by the way, people online think that this is like that he's like taking her light, that he's like abusive.
But wait, do you see the woman looking back on the right?
Yeah.
Who is that?
You know who that is?
Who?
That's Offset. Now, I heard, Google this, that's Offset's wife.
Like other wife?
That's his real wife.
Ooh,
like,
what the
Cardi
hell?
B and Offset aren't really married. Now, somebody told me that. Now, is that true? Can somebody fact check me? Do a Trump on me.
No, straight up. I feel like
do a Trump on me.
I feel like that was edited in there. That is so creepy. This is like a Ghost Hunters, and we like see somebody's shadow. Like her side eye is so real. I feel like that's fake.
Okay, so is it Cardi B? Okay, wait. Offset's real wife.
If you guys don't know what we're talking about, if you're listening to audio, you need to go look up a picture.
What's the number to call in? I'm going to have the
expert
fuck.
We don't even have the phone lines up. Shit, we got to work on that. We got to like follow 2019. Through.
2019. We will have phone lines in the studio.
Oh my God. Can you like reduce your rate so you can come on more?
Please, it's too expensive.
Please. I know. Come on, please. You're so fucking. You've got to reduce your rate.
No, we are going to have phone lines.
And we're going to have like a phone. We got to have
gonna
a
have
real
my
show.
Own dedicated camera when we have mixologists coming in here to make me virgin cocktails. Like, this is
I'll
going
be more
to
prepared
happen.
Next time. I promise you. I promise.
Just bring a camera, set it up on a tripod. Bam.
Hey.
Right there.
I'm a show.
You are a show. You are a fucking show. Wait, do you guys think this was abusive that he came on stage?
I think it's weird. It's tacky. Like, ew, tacky. I would not take you back if you went on stage and was like, take me back. I'm like, you are obsessed with me. Bye.
Like, she's in the middle of a show. Like, hello, this is my show.
Am I the only one? I like Sarah, saw this. I'm like, you are the only one. I don't think this is that bad.
It's
like,
weird.
I feel like, really? I feel like he's...
Does he say, take me back, Cardi?
Yes, yeah, in roses.
I feel like if she wasn't going to take him back behind closed doors, why am I going to take you back in public? Like, stop pressuring me.
What did she say here, though? On her. What did she say?
Well, nobody...
Get out of my fucking face. I don't love you.
You know, okay, Cardi.
She's been on Instagram basically saying, you know, at first she said, you know, I've been trying to work it out with him. It's not working out. Me and my baby daddy, we're not together anymore. And then the next thing she said was, look, the bashing is not cool.
Yeah.
We all saw Ariana's ex, Pete. What's his
Pete
name?
Davidson.
Pete Davidson.
Oh, my God. Poor guy. Over the weekend, yeah. He basically wanted to end his life. Oh.
Yeah, he wanted to end his life. And she was saying, I never want Offset to feel that way. He's still my baby's father. And regardless of, I'm not saying I'm not going to get back together. Of course, I see through that like a, okay, girl, you getting back together?
Right. Absolutely.
You know, whenever anybody says, I'm not
but
saying
these
I'm
two
not.
Are young. She's, okay, we think in our minds, like to me in my mind, she's 39 years old, right? But she's not. She's 26, 27. She's lived a lifetime. He's a baby. Like, why is everyone so on him? Like, of course, it's hard. Monogamy is hard.
But
like,
is it really? But
yes!
Wait, really live in that much of a public eye?
Yes,
you have this woman constantly working on her body. She has done a complete 180. Money has brought her a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, she looks like a whole nother person.
She got her teeth fixed.
She got her grill fixed. She got a bag and got her teeth fixed. I mean, everything. So, I mean, what more can she do to get him to be faithful to her?
The guy is 27 years old. They never should have gotten married. Why would you get married under the age of 30? I mean, your parents are great. They like.
I think my mom was like 19 too.
My mom was too.
Yeah, but it was a different era before. And these two are so famous. They have so much money. I hope they work it out. I didn't see it as abusive. Everybody online was like, "How dare!" I'm like, maybe he genuinely loves her and is trying to look. People make tons of mistakes in relationships.
But you know, Sarah, that's kind of
selfish.
Speaking
from experience,
I'm curious at the net worth of both of them. If he just like, ooh, gold digger.
All right. He's got a couple of coins. I mean, they don't have as much money as they are. Like, they're working towards it. Like, they have way too many cars. That's just
too much.
It's too much.
Yeah, y'all can't afford that insurance. Like, it gets too much. Yeah,
it's
you're
a little selfish.
I don't even have one that works right. How many cars right. Paul would have.
It's a little selfish when you think about this, because he put on his Instagram, I want, for my birthday, I want my wife back. For Christmas, I want to be with my baby and my wife. You know, and it's kind of like,
Do Offset, go.
No, I don't really know him that well. I don't.
Well, you did it really well.
Well, I just heard him. I was like, what are you talking about? For your birthday, you want. For Christmas, you want. So you fuck up, and then you want the other person to forgive you in your time.
Right.
Oh, for Christmas, you got to be right with me.
Right.
I didn't fuck that other girl I was just thinking about. I mean, I'm like, what the fuck?
Keep going, Offset. Oh, my God. You and AJ need to just do, like, total impressions
I'd
back and forth.
See, she sits she up at be, night and works on it.
She
I
could
just,
be Cardi B.
Paul be out in the streets.
No. Mm-mm. I'll be over there at Equinox. Damn.
Offset. Oh, my God.
Now, who was that?
That was Florida Evans from Good Times. When James died, damn.
I don't know who the fuck that is, but that's really funny.
Good Times. Good Times.
Honey, I was born in 88. I don't know.
Sarah's a millennial.
Yes, right.
How do y'all feel about Pete Davidson? Poor Pete Davidson.
Poor guy.
Over the weekend, tweeted that he did not want to be on this earth anymore. You guys have feelings about that? Ariana Grande went to SNL headquarters. She stayed in the lobby trying to make sure he was okay. Police were called, went to check on him. All this, I mean, Ariana Grande has also asked people to stop harassing him.
Mm, I believe they should.
Poor guy. I really like him.
That's
he's super
not
funny.
A good picture.
This is the problem.
I know.
When you
Yikes.
Make the other person in your relationship your everything.
I know.
When
oh, back to the
goes
best friend.
Left, yep. Everything falls apart. You've got to have your own life. I will share a story. I remember dating this guy. His name was Hervé Bernard. You know, like the clothing line or something?
Hervé Leger.
Okay. Was that his name?
You dated the designer, Hervé
Leger? No, I didn't. I dated somebody with the same name as him. But this guy's a stylist. And it's funny, we follow each other on Instagram now, years and years later. This was probably... I had to. I'm going to share. I lived in New York City. I think
this
was
the whole story.
2001. He was the one who lived across from Sarah Jessica Parker. Do you remember I told you when she came in the house and we were in the house?
We never heard that story.
Oh, that's awesome. I wish we had some horse noises. No, I'm just kidding.
Such a damn.
My comedy is so fucking offensive. It's so awful.
It's very offensive. I love her.
I wonder what your animal is.
I met this guy at a bar called Beige at the Bowery Bar in New York City. This was like in 2000, 2001, something like that. Basically, we have these three wonderful nights together. It's almost like that movie, Second First Date or whatever, the one where the one night stand turns into two because it was snowing outside.
Okay,
I've seen that. True.
We had that.
Trash Netflix.
That's based on stories from my life. Winter time.
Somebody stole that story from you, right?
They stole that from me. I give to the world. They never give anything back.
I know. Fuck them.
So we're over there.
Sorry,
anyway.
These cocktails are good.
These cocktails are strong as shit.
I am getting so drunk. That's right.
Oh, I'm completely sober. This is the virgin teenie.
Nice.
I know my mom's watching like, I thought you said you weren't drinking.
I can vouch.
These are
so
good.
So this guy in my head, in like, 2 weeks, he had become like everything. I had stopped talking to my friends. I couldn't eat. I couldn't sleep. I remember I had this little cell phone.
That's really nice.
I had like a prepaid cell phone or some crazy shit.
I eat so much.
I don't know why my cell phone wasn't working, but I would have to go to
T-Mobile.
The pay phone and call this man. And I was like, he must be trying to call me. And I would go to his neighborhood.
Ain't nobody calling you.
They were calling. And I was like, I didn't know if you tried to call. I remember feeling so desperate running around New York City like a crazy person on some subway from uptown to downtown to run to a payphone. I memorized his phone number. And then finally.
2 weeks, but what kind of dick was this?
It might have been a big one.
I got him on the phone and he was like, you know, I'm just like I have a full life. Like I have a whole life and I'm not like trying to do all that. Like when I see you, I'll see you. And my first thought was, oh shit, I'm going to cry. And then I was like, yeah, that kind of makes sense. Let me go and get my full life back. I had a full life 2 weeks ago. And ever since then, that was my moment of being like, oh.
You can't. And that's your advice for Pete. That's your advice. Keep your full life. Like, you think Pete got too hung up? Like Pete was.
Has SNL.
It's too much.
True.
He's a great. What's your deal, Brooke?
He's super cute. I just feel like in those situations, I've known people like this where they literally isolate themselves and they're only dedicated to one person. I mean, like, what if it goes wrong? I'm not saying it goes wrong. I've been with someone for 6 years. It has not gone wrong. However,
I've got friends.
You know what I mean? Like, I could.
Jack,
if you listen to this. But I've got friends in all the right places and I would be fine. I'd be fine. Uh-oh. Sorry.
Man, he's
we're getting married next year.
Yay!
Wow, you're engaged. Congratulations.
Yes. Yes, we're building a house. He's not going anywhere. And he can deal with me. So props to him.
If you need a van, get it from Mervis Diamonds.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll take you over there.
Drive you over here. We'll Uber.
That was the highlight of the show. I was like, if I sit down, they better drop the Mervis Diamond because I love hearing about it.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
I do.
We need to get you stuff and maybe your bridesmaids' gifts we can get from there too.
Yes, I'm all about it. Let's go.
Well, Pete Davidson is okay. Hopefully he continues to be. I feel like in his
super
case, like
cute.
Delete social media. How about a siesta?
It was a little.
He needs to meet you. Would you date him?
Yes. Girl, he's funny.
It gets you on SNL. Do it.
He's funny. And he's a massive dick. Why are you not down for this?
How do you know this?
I know, right?
That's the word on the street.
He's on
right?
SNL. Yeah, word on the street.
He looks like a Muppet. He has like frosted tips
why?
Gone wrong.
Stop. He's mentally ill.
He's mentally ill.
That was really
He made
rude.
It to SNL, so he's clearly you know, not that mentally ill.
We've said some bad things on here, but that was really low.
And he looks like a Muppet? Okay. No, I just think it was a call for help, but they said that he literally released that while he was at work. Like, he was at SNL while he posted that he is suicidal.
I think I don't know. I don't envy him. Like,
you never know unless you're in the position, I guess.
Exactly.
But your ticket to SNL, so you should think about it.
Don't die on us, but please go to rehab. They have an opening. I'm here.
I got a girl for you.
You'd be so hot together with him, please.
No, I don't want him. I want his spot.
Ariana Grande's not that hot. Like, I don't know what people are all about for her. I mean, she looks like a tiny little doll. Like, who wants to have sex with that?
Goodness, you all are really on one today. Like,
every guy. She looks like a sex doll.
I just listened to G-Pop, Chopra, Eckhart Tolle on my way here I'm like, I am ascending. I am coming into my best self, the highest level of my own sense of expression.
And you came onto
like,
this trash.
And then it's like, he looked like a Muppet. She looked like Paul's a little doll. Paul. Who wouldn't have sex with a little doll anyway? I feel like I'm going backwards. What's going on?
Let's move on. How do you guys feel about this woman? How bad do you think she feels? Oprah Winfrey has addressed a video that went viral of this guy that posted last week of a segment that was on the Oprah Winfrey show where a woman came on and she won $1 million for her chicken recipe. But she did not add any spice. She didn't salt and pepper the whole salt and pepper. Okay, I'm totally drunk. Salt and pepper.
We have to
hear her response. Okay. Are you ready?
Oprah responded. Take a listen to Oprah's response.
Spencer, I don't know whatever made you pull that tape out of the vault, but made me laugh. And here's the deal. This is what I was thinking. I always wanted anybody who came on the show, no matter what they did, to have a good experience. And I also wanted to stay in my own truth while allowing them to have that good experience. So
okay.
I was having a moment of trying to decide, does time, what is my real moment of truth? Because the truth for me was that I am used to having salt and pepper on my chicken.
It's so good. Lastly, for four things that are popping too, you guys probably saw this, but one of the co-founders of HQ, the show, and then also of Vine, passed away from a cocaine and heroin overdose over the weekend.
This was so sad.
35 years old. This guy's so much talent. Worked for Twitter, though, was fired from Twitter after allegedly being really verbally abusive to employees, and then also was like inappropriate with women. But this story was bananas, right? Like, God. So much talent. His dad came out and basically said it's really sad. Like, Colin Kroll was his name. That he had so much talent, but addiction was awful. After no one could reach him over the weekend by phone, his girlfriend called 911. Police came and they said he was surrounded by drug paraphernalia when they found his body.
What was he on? Everything?
Heroin and coke. Mixture.
Who does heroin?
Well, everybody.
Together.
So, like,
everyone does
that's
heroin.
That's like the number one. What? No, it's like the number one thing because it's the cheapest thing to get. I only know this because on the list of jobs I've done. Actually, no, I think we were number one for it. I'm not going to lie. It came from Baltimore down to us. I used to work in a courthouse. We can add that to the list of things I've done.
I love it.
It is ridiculous. I work next to child support. Very entertaining.
Wow.
But every other week, like, we would get these cases in for heroin because there's fentanyl in it. Not that heroin is good for you, okay?
Worst.
It is not good for you. But this girl just smelt it and she died.
What?
Fentanyl.
Because, they lit it
snorted?
On fire. No, she lit it on fire. Apparently, it's something dragon. It's on foil, and she lit it on fire. I had these pictures. They were horrific. And the fumes, she died in under 5 seconds.
Oh, my God. Please don't do drugs. It's so
like, it is serious.
God.
And it's all over the place. It's a huge, huge, huge deal. And it happened then. It's happening now. Like, and I know, I think Hogan that's part of his campaign, is like to try to crack down on it. And he came down to our county and talked about it.
Wow. It's so scary. This guy hits so
much
potential.
I'd rather drink.
So much to live for. Let's have another drink. Yeah. Please do not do serious drugs. Oh,
R.I.P.
God. All right. We also do this thing on Mondays called Pineapple Mail. It's all of your questions that you want, advice, feedback on the show. There's so many comments that people want us to read. Jake writes, Sarah, can you and AJ talk more about your sex lives, the down and dirty stuff? You guys tease with little bits here and there, but you never go into detail. We want to hear your dirtiest stuff.
Sarah, why don't you talk more about your sex life? Let's get into this.
How dirty can one be when you're having sex at 4 o'clock in the afternoon?
She's already deflecting towards you. So,
like
what's going on with you, AJ?
Oh, I don't want to turn the like people are like, I don't want to have sex with the lights on. Shit, I have sex with natural light. Like you can't block out the natural fucking light. Like I am done.
But you love your body. You love yourself.
Oh,
which is great.
Yeah. I go, Dan, get over here and love all my roles.
If I was in natural light, I'm so pale, I would sparkle like Edward Cullen. I'd be like, Jing, come get me, baby.
6 years. What do you want me to do? Like, I would be a total freak. My significant other is not really down.
He doesn't like you guys being too public, you know? You need to keep something private.
I'm broken up with him. I'm breaking up with him in 2019, and then I'm going to come, like, I'm going to secretly date him, but I'm going to give him a different name, and then I'm going to talk all the shit that really goes on. Because it's so dirty and hot.
Okay, so she released a secret, apparently.
It's no longer a secret.
I'll make you cocktails, and then you'll go home with a good buzz, and then, game on.
Well, you know what I'd like to know? Why is his head?
No, we have great sex, but he doesn't. He is like, we are in couples therapy. Like, we go all the time. He does not want to talk about anything. He doesn't want to talk about that. Oh, yeah, we go all the time. Are you kidding? Because my expectations.
I want to say this. There was something at the live show.
He should quit his job and talk about me.
This is the problem.
Yes.
At the live show, Dan was sitting in the back with his head slumped over like this.
Watching a soccer game.
And we were all like, and finally I was like, oh, somebody check on Dan. Like, first it was a funny joke, and now I'm like, Is he still with us? Dan, are you with us, sweetie? I mean, the man looked beaten down.
What happened to Dan? He doesn't want to be anywhere in the public. And you know, when people at the end of the show ask for a picture of him, he refuses. Like, he does not want, he doesn't want his picture. He is a recluse. He's a recluse diva. He doesn't want a photo. He doesn't want to take photos. So we, in 2019, I'm like, we're done. I'm coming up with a fake name for
because
him.
Because if you had another one like you, it would be just, a house of mirrors.
You went from getting married, having a kid, to now in 2019. So now you're going to break up.
Oh, no, I'm totally marrying him. No, we're getting married August 2nd of 2019.
All right, I'll be your bartender, DJ.
You have a date?
Call me. I'll plan it.
You got to hold the date.
Better tell me.
In your calendars, I need you guys all right now to save the date.
I'll come to Maine.
We're doing pro bono,
Sarah. Yeah, we're absolutely doing
pro bono.
Really? No, for real.
I'll help you out.
I'll pay for all the alcohol.
I'm all for just partying as well. I'm gonna drink on the job. I'm telling you now.
Okay, I need you guys to save 2019, either August 3rd or August 10th is our wedding date.
Perfect.
Yeah. But I got a Dolly Parton in this shit. Like, I have to pretend like I'm not married any longer. I mean, I'm not married yet.
She talked about her husband. I thought that was so cute. I think she was on Wendy Williams talking about him? And her husband, he just stays on the ranch.
Yeah, Dan. He wants to be on the ranch with the kids.
He's a homebody.
I know.
Oh my gosh, we are marrying the same person.
Oh, it's crazy. Elaine writes to the show, Sarah, I was having the most stressful day and then I tuned into the podcast that you had with Fred Smoot. I laughed so hard all my way from DC to Fairfax. He's so funny. I was just imagining Fred and Paul having a conversation. It was a long, true happy hour. Congratulations. Paul, have you ever met Fred Smoot?
I don't think so.
Oh my gosh.
Paul. We gotta have him back, and he is a trip. Fred Smoot, former NFL Redskins player, and then
I heard him talking about how he loves white women, right?
Like, I just feel like
he loves vagina. He loves vagina.
Oh,
just like anything.
He was saying something about all the mulattoes and the people.
Yes, he does. Yes.
Yeah, I saw that.
Paul, he is like, you think I'm sex crazed? He is 1,000.
Oh my god!
And you heard about
why should I meet him?
Because I think he's down for it all. Paul, yeah. I think we could end up having a threesome with Fred Smoot. Yeah.
I just feel like Paul is going to go on this, I'm not drinking. He's going to sit down with Fred Smoot for an hour and be like, where are the cocktails? I need them. And I'll be on call. I'll just be here.
You're going to last a month. Need them.
He's I don't want to say aggressive. He was so much fun, but he's definitely
aggressive.
Yeah, okay, he's aggressive.
Okay, I'll say it.
Well, you weren't sure you were going to like him, right, Age? You weren't sure. I mean, loved him. Paul, did you hear this whole controversy? Years ago, he did a sex boat in Minneapolis, Minnesota? Yeah.
Yeah.
So rents out these two yachts, has all these famous rappers, famous R&B singers, famous NFL players, hires strippers, prostitutes, everybody. They go on this boat. It's like cocaine, drugs, dildos, whole thing. Wow. Comes back from the boat, right? Comes he and five other Vikings players.
Ooh.
Piss all over this white chick's lawn. She freaks out, calls 911.
They piss
Yeah,
lawn?
They whip
Literally.
It out.
Okay.
They
whip the dicks.
Whip the dicks out. They pee all over her lawn. She's never seen anything in her life. Yeah. Calls 911.
Yeah.
She's like,
were they all black?
Yep.
Okay.
Enough said.
She's like, all these guys are urinating all over my lawn. That part of the story was true. I wouldn't have cared. It would have been great. I would have hit record and that would have been my excitement for the next year.
Yeah.
But anyway, so
you would have whacked off too for
her
next year.
Oh my
god. Five black dicks. I'm close. Oh God! Why did you blow your load?
She frames it, put it on her wall.
Are you thinking about those five guys that pissed on your lawn again? Huh?
My favorite pastime. A bunch of penises
the wrong
in my yard.
I'm getting a lot of wear and tear out of this.
That would have been good for me. But that's what got him in trouble. So police show up, and then the captain of the boat said that all these condoms were left, all this stuff. Anyway, he is a trip. He works for Radio 1 and TV 1.
Wow.
Develops for them, right? I mean, he was a trip.
That's fantastic.
But you ended up liking him, right, Age?
Well,
not really.
Well, after the show, I gave him a hug, and then after the show, people were like, "What'd you think of him?" He had such a big personality. He's funny. He's an entertainer for sure. He just has a dirty ass mind. Like
AJ was like, "I'm not. Yes, I don't know if I can do that."
Oh my gosh, because I thought
AJ,
he was
he
like
too much
trying.
Of your mic time?
He took my motherfucking mic time.
I thought he was trying to do some stuff with AJ. That's what I was like.
I
he was like,
never.
"I can teach you," and I was like, "Oh my gosh, run, girl." Run.
I felt gross.
Really?
It was too much for
me.
He's such a sleaze.
Radar, really?
Because he doesn't. He would just fuck you to fuck you. Like he doesn't care about you.
Yeah, what's wrong?
I
with
wonder
me?
Why you don't. Huh? Well, you are getting. You do have a wedding date now, so I'll just.
But we just saved
I'll
the date, Sarah. What
away.
The hell?
I don't know why. I don't feel the same way.
Should I be getting married? Should I be getting married?
I feel
married?
Fine about him, personally.
Okay, so God, you had to have a bachelorette because, like,
no, I don't.
Yes,
are you kidding? Oh my God!
Where should we go?
Started at like 9 a.m.
No,
we have to.
I gotta make it to the altar, folks. Maybe
we'll
I should
do it
reconsider
a month
this.
Month
yeah.
Sarah,
the bachelorette party is for all of the shenanigans that you want to do. You can sleep with as many people as you want on the bachelorette.
I'm sorry, I'm showing up.
You are. Okay, Paul.
Yes.
Will you lower your rate in 2019 and come on more? We really miss you. You know, this show misses you.
No,
we
the rate is going up.
What?
He's
no!
a businessman.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Oh, the rate's
going
to go up. But okay. You're going to be able to afford it because we're putting that into the universe. We really are. We're going to manifest.
When are we
going to
get a show?
We're going to manifest this.
Do you think we could really do a show together? Or
absolutely.
Am I too dirty?
I commit
like,
to,
you can
I'll
pretend.
Be like, Whoopi, I'll do 4 mornings a week. I'll do
Whoa.
Monday through Thursday. Friday, I'm out.
Ooh. Okay, that's fine. But here's my thing, though. Do you think we're too dirty? Like, I feel like...
Oh,
like,
we'll be whatever we need to be. You were at my live podcast. That was sponsored by Capital One, so I'm not up here talking
about...
It
was sponsored by a lot of things.
It was, I know.
Right. Oh, my God.
That's great.
She said 20 minutes.
20 minutes. Okay, hair flip. Hair flip, Paul. Hair flip.
She said you read 20 minutes.
I was
Hi,
like...
Hi, y'all. I'd like to thank Capital One. Do you know... I love
What's
Capital
in
One.
Your wallet? You know what? I just think that.
Do you know
that,
what's in mine? And then you went through every credit card.
I mean,
you got the Venture Blue. Now, if you really got some funds, you got Black. Okay, there's also an opaque, but it's metal. Oh, it's so exciting.
It was a lot.
No, it was a lot. But you know, you change the the tone of it is a little different. You know, you leave all the raunchy stuff out, but you're still funny and engaging. So there's a way for us to do that. We can still be authentically ourselves on a morning talk show.
Okay. Brooke, where can people find you? You were fabulous.
Right.
These drinks are amazing.
Thank
I'm so
you.
Drunk. I haven't been this drunk on the show since like a year ago when we started. Like, this is crazy.
You can find me on Facebook at Bashes by Brooke Brown. So like think of a party, but it's Bashes. I did that so I could keep my last name for life. And also Instagram at Bashes by Brooke Brown. I'm going to be starting a YouTube channel where I make cocktails. But yeah, call me. I'm open to anything. I like going to private parties. I like drinking. I like hanging out and drinking. But really, no, I'll make you a phenomenal signature cocktail menu and do whatever you need, okay?
You're
Call
amazing.
Me.
Paul
Call
Wharton,
me.
Yes.
Politics. Is there a new episode this
yes,
week?
Yes, there's a new episode. It's our final episode of the first season, episode 16. It is the best of season one politics. Also on Thursday is going to be a big day for me because we are launching a new PaulWhartonStyle.com. You'll be able to see two of my last holiday specials, Home for the Holidays with Patti LaBelle and the Mary Mosaic special, and so many new features. I've got lots of new contributors and writers. It's an all new PaulWhartonStyle.com. And I'll be talking about that and sharing Paul's favorite things Thursday morning on ABC 7 at 9 o'clock on Good Morning Washington.
Yes!
So watch
oh
that
God.
On December 20th.
Are one of your favorite things the Hey Fresh podcast?
Yes, absolutely. It's the only thing that I don't own that I promote like my own. You
I
know?
Love that. That's yeah.
love.
Thank you, Paul.
You're
yeah.
fucking awesome. AJ, please, God, don't move to New York for one more year. Where can people find you?
Find me on AJ on the mic. And then in 2 days, the Millennials Playbook, I'm releasing all of the details of how to be a millennial. It's Erica Pierce. She's an amazing person.
Yes, she's been on this show.
She's been on the show. She is an author and also a podcast host now, the Millennials Playbook. And she asked me to be a guest, which
yes!
is incredible.
Awesome.
I can't Yay! Believe it.
Oh my God, I'm so proud Love of you. So much is happening for you in one more year.
Learn the deets of working 5 jobs, still thriving,
I
drinking.
Feel you.
Living life.
You guys, amazing. Brooke, these
Thank
drinks
you for
are
having
awesome.
Me.
Paul, I love you so much. You got to come on more. You know what? I'm willing to sell myself to Fred Smoot to get you on more. I will. I'll sell my vagina.
Hey, you know what? Don't have an open bar at your wedding and just give me that money.
open bar.
Open bar. Hey, Merry Christmas, y'all.
Yes.
Merry Christmas.
Drink. Merry Drinkmas.
Merry Drinkmas.
Yeah.
is the guest spot.
Oh my God. Seriously, how do we all work together? How?
I'm quitting my job tomorrow.